This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch.
With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination.
And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app. Extra 106.3 would like to welcome you home. This is the All Four Seasons Home Show with Jim Niarchos and Dan Watkins, only on Extra 106.3 FM.
You are listening to Extra 106.3, the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by your guest, Dan Watkins, and the team over at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. We have a special guest today, but before we get to that guest, we are celebrating the 25th anniversary of All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. 25 years in business. Dan, we said this last week when we talked, but it is amazing that you're able to not only be in business for 25 years, but serve the customers here in Metro Atlanta and have an impeccable reputation. So well done for you and your team. That must be exciting for all of you guys over there.
It is. And, you know, I look back and there's a couple things that have got us here. And one of them is just really just customer service and honesty. I mean, they sound like such simple things. But, you know, if you do that, people keep coming back to you. They tell other people about you. And, you know, I'm very proud of that. And I'm proud of the customer service we've given at Metro Atlanta for 25 years. So we're going to keep it going. And I don't know, maybe we can go another 25, Chris.
I like it. Well, you know what? Not only are you my friend, I'm a customer. And I can tell you that I'm a happy customer. You guys do it the right way. Their slogan is big enough to serve, small enough to care. And they actually show that off. So with that, this is exciting. I am Chris Lalamie. I'm with the Trusted Toolbox. We're Atlanta's favorite handyman. We love being around. Wish I could be around as long as 25 years. But we've only been at it for 16 years. But we've got 15 technicians that work for us, take care of all the little stuff around your house. But now we have to move to our special guest. And this is one that I am really looking forward to talking with, because not only is she going to come in and talk to us about what we can do in our own home to simplify our lives, but she actually came and talked to my team about how they can be more effective at their own jobs. And so we have Heather Rogers from Simply Organized.
Hello.
And Heather, welcome to the show. So tell us a little bit more about what you and your guys or your team do when they come into people's homes.
So I started this business in 2010, so I'm at 14 years. So I also hope to be around as long as you. We come in and help people declutter, get organized, plan their space better, come up with creative uses for space. We also pack and unpack for people who are moving. And we do project management and estate cleanouts. Lots of things.
Yeah, a lot of people that are hoarding a little too much stuff in their house, right? I mean, that's a pretty
yes,
big deal. And a lot of the jobs you're doing, is that kind of what it is? People have a little too much in the house they can't get rid of.
So all people, especially in America, have too much stuff. And we know this because the number one most profitable franchise in America is storage units. And most people can't park even one car in their garage because they use it for storage. So most of our clients are not hoarders, but most of our clients do have a little more than what can currently fit in their home. Or they just can't find what they need when they need it. And that's my number one definition of organized.
If that's sitting a little too close for home for you listening in the audience, let me tell you how close it's sitting to home for the two guys sitting in the room with Heather.
I can
park my cars in my garage, but I also have been labeled a quasi hoarder. So that's a big problem for a lot of us. We keep too much stuff.
Sure. I just cleaned out. I can park for the first time in 11 years. Park a car in my garage.
Good. I'm fantastic.
I got ready for you. I wanted to make sure
I think this is kind of like AA for hoarders. I mean, I think we've both admitted it. We're here in the audience, and so we're admitting it with you out there listening. So it's okay to admit it. It's okay to say, I have a problem.
There's no judgment. We've seen it all. I promise we've seen a lot worse than whatever your house looks like, and all we want to do is help.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, if somebody's listening right now, just on their own, what are some just little tips that they can do, just even on your own, to make sure they can keep themselves a little more organized? What would you say the top, you know, couple tips are?
So I think most people bite off more than they can chew, and they try to get it all done in a day or a weekend, and they get exhausted and unmotivated immediately. So I say start small. Start with one space in your home, one drawer, one closet. Tackle that and then move on to the next. I always recommend keeping two different trash bags in your closet at all times. One black, one white. One is for trash. The other is for donate. And the hardest thing to do is actually take the bag of things to donate out of the home, get them out of your car, and actually donate them. But we do that every day for people. It's very easy. There's lots of charities around, and they would love to have your stuff.
I literally have just gone through this over the last month. I have cleaned a house of 11 years, all the stuff that was in it, and all those things you're talking about are true. I mean, it's tough sometimes. You get into, you know, with the documents and all that kind of stuff, and it's bringing back memories, and you're thinking about all this stuff, and you can get sidetracked very easily, and you do want to get it done. I'm a person that likes to get things done, and having to have the patience to continue when you get some more time to get to the next thing was tough. It is tough to do. But boy, when I finally got the garage, you know, that was kind of the staging area for all the donations and everything else. And once that was out, I got to tell you, it feels so good.
Doesn't it feel great?
It does.
Once you finally get to the end, and we do this every day for people. So we feel wonderful every day when we get home. We feel like we've accomplished so much. It's also way easier when it's not your own stuff. And if you're not working with a family member. So I do always recommend that even if you can't afford to hire a professional organizer to help, get a buddy, get a neighbor, get a friend, somebody who will hold you accountable, because half of the battle is the motivation and the accountability. I say hiring an organizer is like hiring a personal trainer. You can exercise all by yourself. But if you're going, you have an appointment on your calendar, you're paying somebody, you're going to show up and you're going to do a way better workout. Same thing here. So have an accountability buddy, have a partner who's helping you with these projects, and they'll go quicker and easier, and it's more fun. I mean, whoever says, I want to get organized this weekend, or I want to declutter, or I want to go through massive amounts of paperwork, no one ever says that.
I'm actually getting depressed just listening to this, Heather, because no, I never say that. That's why I have to have people.
Of course
I've had
not.
To have interventions. I've taken some of Heather's pointers and done that, and I do the bags. But I just have to let our, I have a cleaning lady that comes to our house and I just have to let her know it's time just to get take the bag, just take it away.
Take the bag.
I don't, cause I can't do it myself. I just cannot bring myself to get rid of the 1980s, LL Bean shirt that I still
that you haven't put on for 30 years.
If you have clothes in your closet from eighth grade, I give you permission to get rid of those.
Thank you. I need that. I think we all need that. And you're right. I think a lot of times what happens for a lot of people is they start to see it and it just starts to build and build. And now it's this huge mountain. And the only thing we can do is just ignore it, because if I try to tackle it, it's just too hard. And you mentioned do one drawer at a time.
One.
It's got to be hard.
Keep it small. Keep it simple. It's the best way to achieve any of your goals is make sure that you only set achievable, rational goals for yourself, or you'll feel terrible about yourself and then you won't want to do anything. So most people have a room in their house where they close the door.
Or the garage.
They close the door.
Or keep the garage door closed.
Or they keep the garage door closed. I actually have had a lot of people tell me that they get so anxious just pulling into their driveway because they know they're going to hit that garage door button and open it, and then they're going to feel the weight of the stuff, right? The clutter. And a lot of people don't understand that physical clutter becomes mental clutter and emotional clutter. It does affect you. If you are closing a door to a room or never going somewhere in your home, it's because of the stuff. So just face it. Face your biggest fears.
I think I like it. I think we got a new acronym, too. It's called HA. Hoarders Anonymous. You get a buddy, and they can come in and they go, HA! Take, get rid of that stuff, man. You got to get rid of it. I can't get rid of it. Get rid of it. That teddy bear's got to go, Chris. Well, I mean, allegedly. I mean,
I do want to make sure I put out there that most of our clients are just normal, everyday, busy, working people. And they're usually going through a major life change, which necessitates the need for an extra set of hands for help. So you could be the most organized person on the planet, but when you are moving, getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, or you've lost a loved one, that major life change, reach out. Call us. We'll come help you. It's okay. We're not going to, you know, accuse you. We're not going to welcome you into HA, HA, as Chris says, Hoarders Anonymous, because you may not be a hoarder. So I want to make sure everybody knows this is just your run-of-the-mill, normal, busy working families that we usually get hired by.
No, I think that's a great point. It's you're not a hoarder. Things have happened, and you need a little help. You need a little boost. You need that personal trainer. Get yourself in shape.
You have stuff.
I've seen it all in the garage door industry, too. I mean, you know, people would be so embarrassed when you come over when that garage door broke. Oh, my God, I'm so... And I always... The funniest thing about that was the people that would say, oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I'm sorry. It was not that bad.
Right.
And the people that was a train wreck would never say a word.
100%.
Right. The person has one piece of paper out there. Says, excuse the mess.
You're so sorry.
Yeah, okay. But the person where you get trails to get it through the home isn't saying a word to you. You're like, what's going on here? So that is amazing. We have Heather Rogers from Simply Organize, going to help you declutter your life, simplify your life, because a cluttered home is a cluttered mind, and we want to get everybody uncluttered. I love that. I'm listening. We're all listening to this. This has been a great episode, and you got to stay tuned for the rest, because she's going to start talking more and more about little things you can do and what people need to do, and they think about some of those major transitions throughout life. Don't forget to go out there and check out the app. Get us downloaded, Extra 106.3, so you can listen to the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins and the 25-year veterans over at the All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Door Team. We'll be back right after this.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com. And then call us for a free in-home consultation.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins and the 25-year veteran team over at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. You're listening to Extra 106.3. Don't forget to go out there and get that app. That way you can hear us all around Metro Atlanta and anywhere else in the nation you want to listen to this great informational show. Today we've got Heather Rogers, and she's back talking about how you can simplify your life and unclutter to enhance your life and get yourself going. So Heather, we had talked last segment about, when do people need your help? So you had hit on a couple of things, estate sales. So let's talk a little bit more about, I'm at my house and I think I need an intervention, or I need some help. I'm just a busy person and I just need a little help. What are some of those impetuses that we see when people need to get you guys involved?
So, great question, Chris. I hear the word overwhelmed. If you're feeling very overwhelmed or stressed in your home or office, and if you are constantly losing stuff, our entire goal is so that you can find what you need when you need it and spend time doing what you love with who you love and not on the stuff in your house. So I think if you're losing that phone, your keys, your charging cord, your kids' homework, the one sock, the one shoe, it's with the Tupperware lid, by the way. If you're looking for the sock, it's hanging out with the Tupperware lid. At night, when you're sleeping, they get together and they go hide. And it's a game that happens while you're asleep at night. And the Tupperware drawer gets together with the sock drawer. And they love to play that game on us.
Hi, my name is Chris. And yes, I have a whole bin of single socks. And I don't know where the Tupperware lids and the socks are, but I'm going back to find them.
They're doing it
to you on purpose. It's a mean trick.
It really is amazing how much what you just said. Like, how many people are listening right now that are saying, "Oh my God, that's me."
Everyone can relate.
Almost everybody.
Everyone can relate. We've even been hired by so-called perfectionists and people with OCD because they know that if they do it themselves, it's never going to be perfect enough. And so they'll hire us to come in. So we work with organized people as well. And everybody needs help. And you might be saying, "Oh, well, I'm super organized. I don't need help from an organizer." But I bet there's some part of your life or house or a member of your family that could use the help.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we're all about here, especially in the U.S., is experiences. We talk about that in the home services space a lot. You know, do I want a new garage door? Do I want to update my bathroom? Do I want to renovate my bathroom? Or do I want to take my family to England? Do I want to take my family to Paris? We're about experiences. Go to Disney World. And when you think about this, everybody goes, "Oh, this is just humdrum. This is monotony. I don't want to really get my house clean." But if you think about it, we talked about in the last segment, your experience when you're done is not only one of satisfaction and gratification, but oh my gosh, I actually can think clearer than I did before. So the experience that you're going to get coming through that journey is a lot bigger than people expect. So I wouldn't fear it. I would expect it to be a great experience when you're out of it. Yeah?
Absolutely. And we can do it while you're on your trip with your family. We'll just go get it done in your house while you're gone. And then you come home from your vacation and everything is beautiful and organized all for you. Wouldn't that be nice?
Or you can do both.
You can do both.
Sign me up. I'm going to Disney World, Dan.
The best move we ever did last year was for a family of five. They went on a trip. We packed their house. We got them moved into their new house. We unpacked and had everything organized and put in its place. And they came home to it all done. No cardboard boxes anywhere to be found. It was fantastic.
When you made that move, that's one of the things. That's a great opportunity to purge a lot as well. So did you guys have the authority to purge as well as move, or was everything just a move?
We actually had a sorting session before the move. And we also, you know, had them leave us with lots of post-it notes and lists and everything else. But yes, I always recommend don't move anything that you're not using or you don't need or it's broken. What a waste of time and money to move all of those things. And that's happened a lot too. We had a client a few years ago who they moved here 14 years ago and all of the boxes were still in their basement. And unfortunately, the water and critters had gotten in all those boxes. Some of them had their wedding photos in them and they had to pay to get rid of the boxes that had just sat in the basement for 14 years. Don't do that to yourself. Wow. Do it when you're moving, before you move.
This reminds me of my mother when she moved here like 12 years ago, and my dad was so upset. She was moving the same stuff that she never touched there, and then they're going to pay for it, do all the work to load all this stuff up, and then you know, some of the moving trucks or whatever, and then you gotta unload it, and it's in the same spot over and over.
Chris is laughing so hard and nodding his head. He must have had this experience too.
So we did a corporate move back in the days when I was in the corporate world, and we got moved, and again, too busy to do any of the sorting, so we didn't. Right. So we went to unpack things, and we unpacked 3 telephone books, the trash can full of trash still that was in there. They had packed everything, and so they're unpacking the stuff. So I was there. I was only going to be at the house for like 4 hours, okay? And so I got there, and I started telling them to put stuff in this lower storage unit. And we moved here to Atlanta in 2001 when I was in the corporate world. And here I am 23. Just 2 years ago, where I told those guys all to move, I finally started chucking all those boxes. They had never been opened. She said 14 years. You said 12. I have you guys both beat. I was at 20.
That's awful.
In fact, we opened the stuff. I'm like, oh, I forgot we even had that stuff.
Well, of course you did.
Yeah.
That's my favorite question I get every day, by the way, is when my clients ask me what their stuff is. What is that? That's my favorite question. I'm like, well, if you don't know, I certainly don't know. And by the way, if you don't know what your stuff is, again, I give you permission to get rid of it.
You know, I got a quick question though. I've heard this before. If you haven't used something in a certain period of time, then you got to get rid of it. What is your rule of thumb on this? And does it matter certain materials or possessions compared to others on that timetable?
So I always say with clothing or decor, things like that, a year. If you haven't worn it, used it, needed it, if you've forgotten about it, a year's a pretty good rule of thumb, unless it's something that's very specialized.
Your
item.
Old high like school a, jersey or something.
No,
like
get
that.
Rid of that. Get rid of it. Get rid of the old high school jersey. You don't need that.
What do you mean?
Either frame it or take a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
But get rid of the actual jersey. You don't
need
that.
Time to give up the dream, Dan.
Oh, my God.
Can't go back and play football anymore.
My kids were so excited when they saw it, though.
Oh, my gosh. You're so funny. Things that you're more emotionally attached to, like the jersey, you can keep that. Paperwork is different. So we might delve into paperwork a little bit for a second. So you got to keep anything tax related for 7 years, unless you've been audited. Then you have to keep it longer. There is a great list on IRS.gov of what you need to keep. And then everything else can be shredded. So, but yeah, I see people who have 20 10-inch frying pans. You don't need 20 of the exact same frying pans. So get rid of the ones that are broken or the Teflon coating is coming off and all of those things. And then get it down to a reasonable number of what you're going to use, 2 or 3. And then you can donate the good ones because somebody else would love to use this.
That's great advice. Yes, I'm taking notes. But now back to let's talk about the paperwork for a minute. One of the big things that has taken over a lot of us is you go to the mailbox today and you grab it, and it's what, 2/3 junk mail?
Yes.
So what is a great way to handle mail or paperwork? And I know you've got some great techniques. I think that's another great area because we like to just shove it in the kitchen or wherever you walk in the mudroom, it just goes there. So what do we do?
So to avoid horizontal piling on the countertops, I recommend vertical filing. And there's a whole blog post about it on simplyorganizeyou.com. Go to the blog and read all about vertical filing. I don't want the junk mail to even enter your home. Have a garbage can or a shredder in the garage or outside. Don't even bring it in the house because it gets overwhelming, right? And these stacks and stacks and stacks get to the point where you don't even want to go through them to get the important mail. And then your bills aren't getting paid or your RSVPs aren't getting sent, right? So tackle the junk mail before it even enters the home. The rest of it, I recommend once a week you empty a weekly file, and once a month you empty a monthly file. And in the monthly file is everything like insurance paperwork, things that need to be actually filed. The weekly is things like your bills, your RSVPs, the more important things. Put an alarm on your phone, do it the same time every week. When I throw a load of laundry in the washing machine, I empty my weekly file. And if you do it on a consistent basis, it becomes a habit and a routine, and you don't even think about it, and no longer will paperwork rule your life. Because we were supposed to be paperless by now, y'all. we were supposed to have flying cars, and we were supposed to be paperless. I don't know what happened, but we have more paper than ever.
That's true.
It is true, actually. I had heard this from Heather in a seminar she gave for our team, and I went out and fact-checked the paper. Mm-hmm. We're actually creating more paper today than we were 20 years ago.
Isn't it awful?
And you're like, wait a minute, I thought we were paperless. I'm like, no, we're not. We have more paper. And guilty, you know, when I come in, I do the trick that she talks about. I have a garbage can in the garage, and I do the junk mail, and then I walk in. But if I have somebody else in the family do it, they all put it in the same spot for Dad to go through, of course. And then the stacks start getting up there. And then I look at the stack, and you know what? I get just demotivated. I'm like, yeah. And so it starts. And that's where that little stack of paper starts into that little stack of clothes, that little stack. And the stacks just start to build up. And that's where it gets out of control. And you start to lose hope.
And then somebody says they're coming over to your house, and you throw all of the stacks and piles into a bag and throw it into the laundry room or the hall closet and forget it's there. And then we get hired and we come over, and there's 100 bags in that closet or laundry room. And it's got all sorts of things in there.
You know, I want to bring up another one. I think this has got to be a huge thing, too, and it definitely has been in my household, is the cardboard boxes. The outrageousness of, you know,
Amazon.
Between Amazon and Costco. I mean, that, it was like you just couldn't keep up with it. And I did the garage clean thing before and finally, you know, go through and get all that out there. And I just see those boxes stacking up so quickly again. So just talk about, how do we handle the boxes?
So overwhelming. So there is a program, and don't quote me on this, but I'll send you the facts. Amazon has a charitable donation program where you can take the box that was just shipped to you. You can put your high school jersey inside the box, take it to, I believe, Kohl's or anywhere that takes that, and they will donate your stuff. And so you can recycle that box, and you're donating your stuff all at the same time. Otherwise, you got to break those cardboard boxes down and recycle them. Put them out if your garbage people take recycling, or you got to take them to a recycling place in your area, wherever you live. But those boxes, they get out of control so fast.
And it's the real big ones that are hard to break down, right? Mm-hmm. Those are the ones you just, they take up the most space, but they're also like, you don't want to get going on breaking it down. You know, the easy broken down ones, those seem to be no big deal, right? And they make it into the garbage or the, you know, recycling. But
and then they've got the stuff inside of them that can't be recycled. So you got to get all that stuff out first and put that somewhere else and then break them down. It is such a pain. It's such a pain. But you know what? That leads me to talking about maintenance. So that's the hardest part with any of these projects, any project in your life, whether it's, you know, getting fit or losing weight or anything, is once you reach your goal, then it's maintaining it. So I recommend every single day, 5-minute quick cleanup. Clean off those countertops, break down those cardboard boxes in the garage or wherever they've wound up. You know, just 5 minutes. Every family member needs to be involved. It doesn't just all go to mom or whoever is the head of the household. Everybody does a 5-minute. Yeah, get your kids to do it. They would love to help you.
There was a reason I had kids, and that was not, it didn't work out like I thought it would.
No, okay.
Maybe I'm only speaking for myself. I don't know.
It's never too late to teach them these great tips and tools so that when they flee the nest, they'll know how to take care of it themselves.
Well, I feel like you're absolutely right. I mean, the way to handle this thing, once you get it clean, just do it. Get it out
just
of the garage or whatever and into the garbage can. Just do it right away. You make your trip to Costco, which I make about once a week. I'm a big Costco person.
Love
you know,
Costco.
Get it out. Like, that's my thing. Get that box. Get those boxes out. Do not even give it a chance to get into the garage. Just get it into the garbage can. And that's what I am really working towards.
Do a daily quick clean, do a weekly, you know, 10 minute, do a monthly. You just got to keep on it. And I also think this is a great opportunity to talk about, oh my gosh, I lost it. I lost my train of thought. It's gone.
Oh, well, it'll come back because
it'll
I've got
come
one
back.
For you. One of the things that you had mentioned before, and I wanted to talk about, I assume the kitchen is one of those big places where we lose control very quickly.
Yes.
What's a great method to keep your kitchen in control and organized?
Well, my fleeting thought just came back to me. So this perfect. Is perfect.
Thank you.
I'm great segue. That. So there's
that's why I'm here.
This awesome organizer. He's Oprah's organizer. His name's Peter Walsh. And he has this thing called the fork theory. And the fork theory is that everything in your home should have a place just like the fork does. If you find a fork in your couch cushion, after you wash it, where do you put the fork, Dan?
You put it in your drawer, your drawer.
In what room of the house?
In the kitchen.
In the kitchen. So every single item in your house should be just like the fork. Your receipts should have a home. Your socks and shoes should have a home. Your keys, your phone, your kids' homework, the backpacks. Every single item in your home has its own space. So that it's so much easier to put it back where it belongs, especially if every family member knows where that space is. So that's huge. And the kitchen is the number one best example of that theory. Everything should go in those drawers, even a junk drawer, because that is the miscellaneous, very important stuff drawer. It's not junk. We all need a junk drawer. And once
it gets four.
Once that gets full, that's your cue. It's time to get rid of some things because you can no longer fit the very important stuff in your junk drawer.
For example, those really cheap pens from hotels that you've got for 25 years that
you just can't throw out.
You just can't throw it out.
You know, Chris, and I know you'll know this, okay, to back up where everything has a home. Think about your tools. Mm-hmm. And when you're out doing jobs, I mean, guys that are out doing their jobs, I can tell you because I did
so
it.
True.
When you would train somebody and they're trying to be helpful and they're trying to put your stuff away and man, they put it in the wrong spot and it just drives you crazy and you'd never go out at work and not have a home for all those tools.
100%.
It goes in the exact same spot and that's just a transformation in your house, correct?
Absolutely. My husband's garage is pristine. It is the most organized space ever because he cares about that space and the tools.
But back to the point, just to hammer it even further, we're out there trading our time for money as handyman, as whatever in home services. And as you're trading your time for money, you need to maximize your time so you can get your biggest reward in money, right?
Right.
And if my tools aren't in the right spot and I'm hunting for tools, it's costing me money. And so when you're at home and you're looking for things and you can't find them, it's not costing you money, but it's definitely costing you mental capital.
It's costing you time.
Yeah. It's costing you time.
And that's in short supply for all of us.
Right.
That's our most valuable resource and the thing that we give away the most easily, but we always complain that we don't have it. Right, is time. So if you can save yourself time, then you can go do fun stuff.
Like Chris, I mean, then you can vacation every 2 weeks.
You
right?
can, or right after the show.
Hey,
you gotta
day.
Go out. That's why we gotta hurry up and get through this, everybody. If you wanna know where I am, just go out there and follow me. You can see where we're gonna be after each and every show because we do these shows and then I immediately take off and go on vacation for at least 4 out of 7 days.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
I know we all want to be Chris when we grow up.
That's right. Heather, the fork theory, I think, is a big one I just want to make sure everybody's getting that feel because we talked about this before. It is really easy to take a tool and go use it in your garage, but not take it back and put it in your workroom. Mm-hmm. Where it's really easy to get the laundry and fold it and stick it in the room where we're all watching TV. And it's really hard to take it back and put it in all the drawers they're supposed to be in.
Laundry. Yeah. Laundry. Yeah.
Because that's the one thing that we always had to harp on with the kids is that we would do the laundry and we'd put it in the room where we all watch TV, but they had their piles and they had to put them back in their rooms. Where do they end up? On the stairs.
Sure.
Next to the couch.
Sure.
In the pillows, but not in the drawers. And
right.
You're like, what are you doing? Well, Dad, I didn't have time.
And then you rewash them because you don't know what's dirty and what's clean anymore.
And that leads to another thing to me is kids. How do you train your kids? Believe me, mine are like 9 and 10. So they're doing nothing right at this point. I mean, but you try over and over to say the same things, right? Just like you were talking about, Chris. But how is there some advice you can give us to train those kids to do what they're supposed to do?
Yes, you beat them into submission. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Don't send me text
emails. I tried that.
Your children. No, it's the same thing with all of your other parenting techniques. What I have heard works the best is having a reward system for when they do their chores and the things that they are responsible for doing. And whether that's money or whether that's extra screen time or whether that's you can go out with your friends, you're not leaving the house. You're not going to go do something fun until you get your responsibilities finished. And growing up, I was the one who just wanted to get all the yuck stuff out of the way. So I just got it done immediately. The minute I got home from school, I got the chores done and the homework done so I could go have fun. But there's a lot of procrastinators out there. And my brothers were more like that in that school. So, you know, you just kind of have to stick with it. And I don't know if any of y'all are familiar with the Super Nanny, but this British woman used to have a TV show, and it's all the same thing over and over. Habit, routine, habit, routine, habit, routine, to the point where they just know you have to take a shower after you've played XYZ sport. You have to brush your teeth before you go to bed, right? Yeah. These things that they know because they've been doing it every single day. That's what any of these quick clean, any chores, any responsibility has to be the same way.
Okay. So it's not just for kids. You can use child psychology on somebody like me. You reward me when I put my stuff back and then I get to go on vacation.
Right?
So that's what we need to do, everybody. Reward yourself.
Well, men are kind of like kids.
Yeah, let's face it, we are. In fact, child psychology works on me way too easy.
We always do better if it's a positive thing instead of a punishment, right? So always, it's way better to do a positive reward than it is to yell or scream or punish.
And that's the same thing with business. We've learned that as well. Is in business, it took me a little while to learn that, but it's true with employees as well.
Get more flies with honey.
Oh, I love it. Heather, you've been dropping some dimes for us all, talking about fork theory, talking about rewards, talking about donating, and letting us all just admit that perhaps we have a little bit of a problem, like myself. Okay, maybe me. Maybe it's just me. But stay tuned, because when we get Heather back, we're going to talk more about estate sales and working with parents and maybe parents who think they got to keep everything, because that is going to be a big one. You're listening to 106.3, the All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins and the team for 25 years over at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Mark Beckham with Atlanta Ramjack. We specialize in only foundation repair. What is foundation repair? Foundations sink or settle. These issues need to be addressed. It only becomes more costly the longer you put it off. What is the biggest cause of foundation problem? Either poor construction, inferior site preparation, or weather. Drought causes cracks in your foundations. If you see any signs of foundation issues, please contact us at AtlantaRamjack.com.
This is the All Four Seasons Home Show on Extra 106.3.
Welcome back to the Extra 106.3 All Four Seasons Home Show, brought to you by Dan Watkins and the team. For the last 25 years, taking care of all your garage doors and entry doors around Atlanta. Give them a call and check them out at All Four Seasons. We are here with Heather Rogers of Simply Organized and talking about not only how we can get our kids crated up and beaten, I mean, how we can get everybody organized. She said definitely not beating kids. But now we want to shift gears and talk about, we're getting older. We may have a parent. We may be the parent who thinks that our kids want everything that we've got in our house, and we're keeping it all for them because it's antiques. They're heirlooms. They might be my precious son's high school jersey, Dan.
Don't get rid of that.
So what should we do to help our parents, and what should we do to, as a parent, understand what people don't want, and what can we do to help them?
Light a match. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so that's the simplest solution.
Points taken. Beat
just
your kids.
Burn
light
it
a match.
Down. Burn it down. So we're seeing this a lot, especially since our biggest generation ever, baby boomers, all retired, all right-sizing, downsizing, moving, etc. What we have found is most of their adult children and grandchildren do not want their stuff. They don't want the brown furniture. It's very hard to resell it. You're definitely not going to get what you want for it. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. So there are a lot of estate sale companies out there who can help you. They can come and look and see if you can meet their minimums. And you can either have an in-person estate sale or you can have an online auction. There's a great company called Max Sold, M-A-X Sold, that does an online auction, which is basically the whole premise is not to make money. It's to get rid of 98% of the stuff and avoid having to pay someone like a trash removal company or charity to come get the stuff. We also use a lot of charities too. But please don't be a storage unit for your adult children and grandchildren. Most people are going to want to buy the new babies, their own toys. They don't necessarily want the Legos from 1960.
What about the bassinet from 1932?
Oh yeah, definitely keep that.
Well, that was an heirloom
in our family.
Because
you're gonna put your kid in that thing, and don't worry,
you don't have any issues with recalls or lawsuits at all with children's cribs and beds and.
Well, you actually hit on one thing. I don't think a lot of people know that resource is available to you. Is that when you're sitting there right now and you're the storage unit for your children, mm-hmm. you're thinking, hey, all this stuff's worth a lot of money. I'm going to give it to them. No, probably not. Well, an estate company will come in and sell everything, and I'll probably make $100,000, maybe $200,000 with all my great antiques.
No.
Probably not. But they can come in and figure out what it would be worth, and they'll also help you with charity donations
yes.
and help you with junk outs where you don't have to just pay for a junk removal company to come in. So I think that's an avenue that I don't think a lot of people knew was out there. And if you did, good for you. But I had to learn that with my own parents.
Yes. And I also want to make sure everyone who's listening knows about the resource. We have an organizing association that's international. It's called NAPO. So go on NAPO.net. You can put in your zip code and find an organizer near you. And they can give you all the resources in your local area of who can help you do this. Because it's really hard when you don't do it every day to know who to call. Most of my clients want to have a dumpster delivered in their driveway. That's the worst thing you can do. Don't get a dumpster delivered in your driveway. Then you have to find labor to fill the dumpster. We have wonderful trash removal companies and services all over the place. They bring the labor and the dumpster with them. And they can go in your attic and your basement and your crawl space. And they charge by the load and not by the hour. So people like organizers know about all of these great resources and tips and tools and can help you with those parents.
And by the way, I just used one with the garage I keep bringing
good.
Up.
Fantastic.
And it is awesome. And I'm going to tell you why. Dude, there's certain things I always, with my back, there's certain things that just will fire my back up. And moving is one of those things. But, you know, I threw the guys a couple extra bucks, too, to take, you know, this.
Yep.
Big furniture up into another room, and you know you can do some things like that if you just need a couple things moved around as well. But yeah, they're coming into your
Absolutely.
into your home, and they're pulling all this stuff out, so you don't have to do that. So that's
yep.
Listen to me, that is money really well spent.
Really well spent, and a lot of moving companies have the trash removal. They also have storage available, so we can kind of kill many birds with one stone. I hate that saying.
Right.
I don't want to kill any birds.
We're killing birds, we're beating kids, and we're lighting matches to our parents here on the All Four Seasons Home Show, where we give you great advice on what to do with your family. We're not family counselors. We're here to help you with your home. And speaking of helping people with their home, so would you recommend, if I'm trying to downsize things, that I start taking pictures of everything and put them on Facebook Marketplace and then have a Saturday garage sale
once
a month for the next 24 months? Or do you think I should go with a... Perhaps we just answered that question.
I think that's a great use of your time, especially on the weekends,
yeah.
you know?
I know people have done that. And talk about diminishing returns.
Nightmare.
And
nightmare.
You're looking at that big mountain, and you think you're doing yourself this great service, and you're going to get a few bucks and do all that. And then if you've ever put anything out on Facebook Marketplace, which we do, sometimes we have some misorders at my company, and we put them out there. It is amazing the calls you get. And guess what, everybody? They're not all as normal as you.
No, and they never show up. Even if it's free, they don't show up to pick up the stuff that they say they're going to show up. We've tried Nextdoor. We've tried Facebook Marketplace. It's a lesson in insanity. You do not want to deal with those potential buyers.
Plus, people coming into your home. That's the other
thing.
Oh,
yeah, no. Safety issue.
What a way to case somebody's home is to come in and take a look at this stuff.
I agree. Yeah, don't do it.
I don't.
Well, this has been going way too fast. I've been learning. I've been writing notes. And actually, I can't wait to get back to my house and start cleaning. Hopefully, if you're listening to the show, you're starting to walk around and look at your own home and figure this stuff out. But Heather, we all may need some help. And sometimes we think we can handle this on ourselves. You give us some great tools and tips. But how can people find you out there and engage with you and your company?
So we are Simply Organized You, spelled YOU.com, our website. My email is heather@simplyorganizedyou.com. Phone number 404-825-2105. Or you can order my best-selling book on Amazon called A Simplified Life, How to Reduce Overwhelm and Calm.
She's a speaker, she's an author, and she can help organize your life. And one of the things that Dan did in one of the breaks was strong-armed her a little bit, and she has a special for all of you special listeners out there. So, Heather, what is that special that Dan said it would be great if you offered, and you went, okay?
Call me and mention the All Four Seasons radio show that you heard me on, and I will give you a free consultation.
I tell you, I've used Heather in my own company. We had her pack out some stuff for a customer where we redid their kitchen, and she was amazing. And that free consultation is even more amazing. Just getting that hour to spend with Heather to understand a little bit more how to organize your life is well worth it. Because, again, it's an experience. When you come out of that experience, you're going to feel a lot better about yourself. And you know what? You're probably going to be more productive and have a better mental image and self-image of your own self when you're doing this stuff. I think that's amazing.
It's true. We're giving out confidence boosters left and right.
Confidence boosters. I like that, too.
Hey, you know, you go out and spend a couple thousand dollars on, you know, some toy or some piece of furniture, you don't get the feeling like when your house is organized and cleaned up. That's
for sure. The truth, Ruth. Although, there's a massage chair outside in the hallway that I might be willing to clutter my home with and spend thousands of dollars on. That's good.
We're going to broker that deal right after this show is over, and we're going to clutter up Heather's home, but she is not going to let you get cluttered anymore.
No.
Check her out, simplyorganizedyou.com. That's simplyorganizedyou.com. Here in the Atlanta area, can help you out with all kinds of stuff. Check her out. This has been an awesome show. Thanks again, Dan, for putting us all together to talk a little bit more about how we can help each other on their houses, how we can help each other with our houses and our kids and our parents, because that's a mouthful right there. You're listening to Extra 106.3 All Four Seasons Home Show. Go out there and get that app. Download that thing so you can listen to us all around the Atlanta area or wherever you catch us in the nation. We're out of here.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.